Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
I'm so excited to be talking to you today about feng shui and making you more money for 2024. So we have a very special guest today, Lori Pauly of the Feng Shui School of Chicago. Lori's been featured in Reader's Digest as a feng shui expert in 18 things to bring good luck to your home. She has a passion to create peaceful yet energizing spaces with feng shui based on the front door. She is a student of Professor Thomas Lin Yin and has practiced feng shui for over 20 years. So today we're going to talk about feng shui wealth in 2024. So welcome, Lori. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm always interested in people's journeys. Like, how do they get into the business that they're in? So were you always an entrepreneur, or did you become an entrepreneur when you went into feng shui? Tell us a little bit about that journey for you.
Our family, as I started thinking about this, our family has always been entrepreneurial, starting back with my grandma and grandpa. They had their own bakery and it just evolved. It's in the family DNA. However, my mom was always into design and decorating and making our home look really pretty. I had no clue about feng shui until I watched a PBS special, and I was so excited because I thought, oh my gosh, this is who I am. It's about helping everybody, because I was like a professional volunteer. I was doing all different types of volunteer work, and it was incorporating design, which I studied when I was at Northern Illinois University and at the Merchandise Mart in Chicago. And so I was lucky enough to find the last space in a 6-hour feng shui class. And that was my path. I was able to head out to Tampa, where they had 400 people from around the world, the big heavy hitters at that point. And I got to meet everybody. And it was just like, I knew. I went out to a convention and I got my certification. And I just knew that this is who I am. And so from that PBS special, I actually was able to start my business in feng shui, which is absolute passion of mine.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. And it's so, I love how you keep saying it's who I am. Because I think that's one of the things, when you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, people don't realize it's your heart and soul in what you do, because you're so passionate about it. It becomes really who you are in so many ways.
Absolutely. That's so true.
We're excited today because I know we're going to help our clients make more money. And one of the first things we're going to talk about was their desk. Is that correct?
Yes. The desk is so important. And one of the things when we think about our desk in our office is it also relates to putting yourself into what we like to say into command. So there's a few areas in the house and that put yourself in command of your business, and the desk is one of them. There's a couple of things that are critical for putting yourself in command, and that is, the first thing is that you want to be able to see the door as you're sitting at your desk, yet not be directly in front of the door. This is so that you can see all the opportunities that are coming to you. It's well being able to welcome them. If you have a desk that is placed where you're looking into the wall, I can go into somebody's office and I can say, things are a little bit tough for you to get done. It's like you're hitting your head against the wall, trying to get things accomplished in your business life. So how do we correct that? Sometimes there's just no other way that you can rearrange your office or rearrange your space so that you can see the door. Simple as can be. And that's one of the things I love about feng shui, is that it's easy to make the adjustments that will bring you the benefit of prosperity. You just need to get a mirror, put it on your desk or put it on the wall, and position it so that you can see the doorway as you're sitting at your desk. So even though you might be looking into a wall, we can improve that. We can make it better by just putting a mirror up so that it reflects the door as you're sitting at your desk.
I love that. What about putting a painting or a picture of a door? Does that work or not so much?
You really want to see the door of your office.
Okay.
You really want to be able to see that, because that's really physical space. And when you have that physical space, that's where all the opportunities, you know, are coming to you. So the second thing that's really important in your desk placement is to have a solid wall behind you. If you have a window, and like I said before, sometimes there's no other way that you can really place your desk. So if you happen to have a window and there's no other way that you can rearrange your space, just get a crystal, hang that in the window, or put some lucky bamboo, some bat stalks that would be good for creating that stability for you. So those are a couple of the adjustments that will work for you to put you into command to bring in that prosperity.
Wow. I think we've been working from home for a long time. So we've always had home offices, but obviously so many people started working home after COVID, or so many people started businesses after COVID. But it's really interesting to think about like how to set your office up so that it feels right and it's attracting things. What other tips do you have? I love those two so far.
One of the other things that, you know, when you brought up working from home, I've had clients that have talked to me about, oh, you know what? I just sit at my sofa and I have my laptop on my coffee table. It's like, that is not what you want to do to create the prosperity in your business. You want to be able to have a place that you function and that you're sitting in a solid chair. The sofa is so comfy, it just may not project that image that you're really seeking. So even if it's at your dining room table or at your countertop in your kitchen, establish a place that you can find that really gives you the ability to sit up straight. It's always good to have a solid back on your chair, because we're always talking about the strength and stability. If you have a chair where the seat doesn't meet the back of the chair, that's where the energy of the chi that is creating the stability can flow through. We want you to be presidential. We want you to be the CEO. We want you to be the person that is in charge of your business. And part of that is through the stability and the strength of the solid back of your chair.
It's funny, Gina, I was thinking, does she see us sitting on the couch working from our...
I was thinking the same thing.
Busted. Yeah. But the one thing that you said at the very beginning, which I wrote down and underlined it like three times, you want to put yourself in command.
Absolutely. And there's three places that are in command that in your space represent being in command. One is the desk, which in your office, which we just talked about. The second is your bed. Mm. And throughout the years that I've been doing this, it amazes me, because people take mattresses from other people and use them. It's, don't do that. Get yourself your own mattress. And I see this a lot with families that have children. They'll just take the mattress from somebody else and give it to their child. And that's just not a positive thing. The same thing with you as an entrepreneur. Get your own mattress. It is your own energy. When we talk about establishing our own chi, establishing our own energy. And when you think about how long you're in bed, hopefully you're there six or seven hours, maybe eight, if you're really tired every night. And so all of this energy from the mattress, if it's from somebody else, is being absorbed in your body. The same thing with your bed as with your desk. You want to be able to see the door as you're laying in your bed. You want to be able to have a headboard, which is like a solid back of your chair, or a wall behind you in your office. The wall represents the mountain of strength. So in your office and in your bedroom, you want to have a wall that your headboard is on. And we should all have headboards. That's like another form of the mountain. And you want to be able to see the door. So it's all about that, getting a nice, restful sleep, putting yourself in command. The other part is the stove. So the stove is a little bit harder. It's like you can't really move that. It's not like I'm going to say, okay, I have to move my stove back to my dining room. That's just not realistic. But your stove is always best if it's back towards the back portion of your house. How do we get it there? Aha, it's the mirror. If you just want to take that mirror and see if you can position it so that it reflects the stove and energetically pulls that stove into another space that's farther back into your home. So those are really the three areas that it's a snippet of what can be done. But those are the three areas that really put you in command of your life.
That's so interesting. I never heard that about the bed, about if you were to give your kids your bed and then you get a new bed, that your energy is traveling with the bed.
It is. I've seen so many different situations where people, they keep their mattress after a divorce, or they give the kids the bed that a parent or grandparent has been ill. They shift that to the kids. And that is just, first of all, it's not your own energy. Second of all, it can resonate with the health of the person that's using this. So it's very interesting when we talk about how the vibration and how the energy is in different spaces and in the different things that we do.
Interesting. And I think as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for ways, like that little edge, and just realizing that we're all energy. And by focusing on our energy and on making sure everything's flowing properly, we're giving ourselves a little step up, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that is very important in feng shui is your front door. You have the front, or you have the doorway of your office, you have the doorway of your bedroom, but the main front door is really about bringing in all of those opportunities, bringing in that vibrational energy. We refer to the front door as the mouth of chi. So just like we nourish our bodies through our mouth, that's how we feed ourselves for our life. That's how the house is nourished, is through the front door, the mouth of chi. And so when we talk about that, the front door is, that's one of the most important areas to bring in prosperity and to bring in all of the opportunities. Can you open it? Is it full of spider webs? Or as we go through the winter, do you have a big pile of snow in front of it where you can't enter or exit? Some of those things on the front door are so important with the maintenance of it, to make sure that the lock opens and that you can open the door freely. So that's another point for bringing in the prosperity.
Wow. And is there anything that has to be done in your entryway, or anything that can improve or enhance things with the front door?
Yes, I have one of my very favorite tips. I have seen so much prosperity come in almost like instantaneously. And I never want to guarantee that, but it has happened so many times that I've used this tip, this adjustment that I want to share with all of the entrepreneurs out there. And it's so easy. And that's one of the things I like about feng shui. It's easy for so many of the adjustments. And one of my thoughts for feng shui is that it be subtle and that it be frugal. So it doesn't have to be expensive, and you don't really have to see some of the things that you use. My favorite tip is to get a piece of red paper, a pair of scissors, and some coins. You can use quarters. I like to use, I don't know if you can see these, the dollar coins. You can get these at the bank. They're like, they have Sacagawea, or they have famous people on them. So you're gonna get nine of these, nine coins. So this adjustment is going to cost you $9 if you use the dollar coins and a piece of red paper. The red paper you are going to cut an arrow out of, and the arrow is going to be about 5 inches high and 4 inches wide. We're going to get that yang number of the number nine, which is one of the most energizing numbers in feng shui, into the shape of your arrow. So you're going to cut the arrow out. My arrow looks like this. I happen to have some sparkly paper, so that's what I use. I like the bling. What can I say? But it doesn't have to be sparkly paper. So you're going to take this arrow and you're going to place it on the inside of your front of your home by your front door. And you're going to have the arrow pointing in. So here's my hand is the door, and you're going to place it on the floor with the arrow pointing into your house. Don't have the arrow pointing towards the door. It's got to point into the house because that's how you're bringing in that money. So this is going to represent money. Then you're going to take the coins and you're going to line them up, five coins on the straight part of the stem of the arrow, and then two coins on each side. So you're going to have the arrow filled with coins on the floor at your front door pointing in. Then you're going to take, hopefully you have some type of an entry mat or a small area rug or a small rug that you can place over the mat. Nobody has to see that this is there, that it's there. That's what the important thing is. I'm bringing in the prosperity. And then, of course, when we do adjustments, we always want to be grateful. So it's, I'm so grateful for all of the abundance that is really showing up in my life, that's coming through the front door, and I'm welcoming all the opportunities. So there you go. It's simple, it's inexpensive, and I just love hearing all of the good stuff that happens just instantaneously, or maybe not instantaneously, but within a short period of time.
I love that.
I know, it's been amazing. Well, we actually met at a networking event and started chatting, and I'm so glad we did, because I just feel like this type of stuff energizes me. And it's like I said, it's these little things as entrepreneurs that we can do that just constantly reminds ourselves that yes, we want to work hard and we want to do everything we can do to build our business, but we also want to invite. We want to invite the wealth to us, the prosperity to us, invite the clients to us. So I love that concept of the red arrow.
I'm wondering, can we do the red arrow to our office as well, to our home office?
Yeah, absolutely. You can. You absolutely can. The one thing that I would recommend is that if you do this in your office, and I had a client call me with this experience, which is why I'm sharing it. They had the red arrow in their foyer area coming into the office, and they had the cleaning service that came up and said they picked up the arrow and the coins because they were cleaning under the carpet and said, what is this? What do we do with that? So that's like a cleaning service alert. When you do the red arrow, you need to let them know what it's there for, and maybe you'll want to replace that after they're done, or just tell them to maybe clean around that and reposition the carpet afterwards. Yeah, but definitely you can put that in your office very easily. So let's just say that you have an office that's separate from your home. We're not in a home office. You can put the red arrow in your home, and you can also put it in your office that's outside of your home. So then you're really maximizing the energy in both spaces.
It's also fascinating to me.
Isn't it? And I'm looking at your purple wall. Purple is the color of wealth and abundance. One of the other things that you can do when we talk about your office, and not in particular with the desk, but as you walk into your office and you're standing at the door, the left corner. Now, this is based on BTB feng shui, which is what I practice, which is based on the front door of your home and the doors of each of the rooms in your space. But the back left corner of every room is considered the wealth area. So in your office, that's where you can energize with a fountain. You can put something that represents water, a picture of a lake, anything that connects with you as far as what that water element might be. You could just draw wavy lines that represent water. Feng shui doesn't have to be hard. It can be very easy, where all you're doing is making wavy lines going, okay, this is my water element. You could put it on a piece of purple paper, or you could cut the purple paper into wavy shapes and put that back in your left-hand corner of your space and go, okay, I'm welcoming that water energy into, and all the prosperity into my office. And you could even put a painting over that. So let's just say that you're going to do this with wavy lines and construction paper and put that up on your wall. But you really don't want anybody to see that. You can put any type of painting over there. You could even write your intention on what you want, how much you want to make in the quarter. What's your goal for that quarter that you want to reach? So you can put your intentions in there too on how the money comes to you.
So I don't know if you can see this, but it's actually stained glass and it's a sailboat on water.
Mm.
All the blue is water. And my left corner is just a little bit over here. So maybe I just need to reverse the bookcase and the stained glass.
Absolutely. That would be perfect. Because then I can see the sailboat is going this way.
Yes.
So you're having it in that area, in the wealth area, and it's blowing in the money from all of the prosperity area into the rest of your office. So keep me posted on that one.
I will. As you've been talking about this, I've been thinking about how I could rearrange this whole space. And now I've got one more tip of things to do. It's perfect.
And another thing too, that brings up another point. Sometimes just shifting something, maybe 6 inches, starts to present a different energy. Sometimes we keep our offices and our desks in the same place for years. People do that with the furniture in their house. They never move anything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just moving something a little bit can make an absolute huge difference in just changing that vibration a little bit. Wow. So that's a great idea. I love that.
Perfect. Yes. We are so grateful for you. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for all these amazing tips to help us all build our businesses and grow our wealth in 2024. I love it.
Thanks so much. I'm glad you enjoyed. And like I said, keep me posted on the tips and how the abundance shows up for you.
I will, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we'd love to hear in the comments if you guys are taking advantage of this and some of the amazing ideas that Lori has. Put them in the comments and let us know your successes. Let us know that abundance, that revenue that's coming in your door. Again, thank you so much, Lori, for being here. If you all want to reach Lori, you can go to her website, createthefeeling.com. And she has actually in-person in Florida classes. She also has online classes. So be sure to check and see what she has to offer as her latest classes to help you increase your revenue and grow your business. So thanks again, Lori.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.